friends. Happy New Year! Welcome to Chloe's Commonplace. Here on my podcast, I share a little spoken journal entry types of talks about my faith, school, friendships, and all sorts of things going on in my life. I would love to be a friend, and I hope you can gain some interesting insights, perspectives, and get to know me a little deeper and better. This is my first real entry, and I'm so excited. I've been thinking a lot about what I'm talking about today, so this may be a long chat. So I hope you can get comfortable wherever you are and enjoy. So with that being said, today I am going to be talking about this past year, 2020, and reflecting a little bit, and then also telling you guys about my goals for the coming year. 2020, wow. It has definitely been the most life-altering year for me, not to be cliche and all, but I'm sure it has been for many others. Also, I took some time to look back on my bullet journal, planner, and camera roll to remember what has even happened in this last 12 months. It has gone by so fast, yet also so slowly. So first, I am going to summarize to you about what I did each month of the year, so you can kind of get to know a page about where I was and where I am now. So I made a spread in my bullet journal, and it's a 2020 in review. So I made a box for each month, and then I looked back in my bullet journal and then summarize all the main things that happened. So I'm gonna share that with you now. So in January, the first thing I wrote is that I dyed my hair for the first time. I had pretty long hair past my shoulders, and I just dyed it a lighter brown, which was really fun. My sister helped me do it, and it was really exciting, some new change, new year, new me, or whatever. And also, I spent the New Year's in Sacramento with my family friends, which was so, so awesome. I went to IKEA with some of my friends too, had a sleepover, had Torchbearers Retreat, which is the youth leadership that I was in at my church. And they usually have a retreat twice a year. So that was super fun. I submitted my Vandale scholarship, which is a scholarship that I could apply for my school at Biola. And I actually won that, but that was a little later on, which is super awesome and an amazing blessing. I had church lock-in, which is you stay overnight at church and just have a lot of fun. And I also had a Baskin-Robbins interview. Wow. In the beginning of the year, I was I need to get a job. And this is my last chance before going to college. So I was applying to a bunch of places, and I had an interview, which was my first time actually interviewing for a job, which was nerve-wracking or whatever. But yeah, I did not end up getting the job, which is a little sad, but I guess everything worked out, you know? Okay, moving on to February. This was right before the world turned upside down. I got my license, y'all. I was so excited to finally be able to legally drive, you know? And it was a big goal of mine to do during senior year. So that was awesome. I had my last winter retreat, which is all of the youth in our church go up to Lake Tahoe, and it is a super duper fun weekend. And it was so restful, and I'm so happy that we got to go before COVID and everything. And I also stayed a couple more nights with my family friends at a hotel in Lake Tahoe, so we got to spend some extra days in the snow, which is so amazing. I also had an In-N-Out interview. Oh my gosh, guys, I was really doing it all. And I did not end up getting the job. So yeah, but I think they're really good experiences, you know, getting to interview for real, a real job and stuff. I also had my friend's birthday party, and we got ramen and did an escape room, which is so crazy. And it was so much fun though, because honestly, I'm so bad at escape rooms. My friends really carried. Shout out Nancy, Vivian, Ling. I also had a bunch of color guard practices during January, February, March, and I just kind of grouped that together. Color guard, we were practicing to perform for Battle of the Classes, like a school event thing, which ended up getting canceled because COVID, but it was still really fun to practice with my friends. And yeah, teaching color guard, I think it is something everyone should try if they can. Grab a flag, talk to those marching band people. They are really the kindest people and really funny. Okay, moving on to March. This is when everything went down. I remember on like the day that school got canceled, I was literally having a FRQ, like a free response question, like test in my AP environmental class, and literally half of the class was gone because people were just like going home early. And my teacher ended up making it a partner FRQ, and me and my friend were so happy because we got to do a partner FRQ, and we're like, wow, we're gonna get such a good grade on this and everything. And then we literally never went back to school on that day, like March 13th, I think. And then like the day after, I went to my friend Allison's house and dyed her hair right before they announced the shelter in place thing. Honestly, crazy. Also, in March, I worked in the election primary, which was a crazy experience, and maybe I'll share more about it in another podcast. I had my friend Hannah's birthday party, which was like the last birthday party I went to before all the shutdowns. I started online high school, or my high school switched to online, which was a very interesting experience. I started self-studying for AP tests, and it was also my brother and dad's birthday in April. This was like in the midst of like the quarantine life, you know, Dalgona coffee, so many Zoom calls. And I continued on with my like church ministries, like being in the Torchbearers and teaching Sunday school, which is still a nice thing that we can connect even virtually. And I was in the hospitality team, and we made virtual blessing cards for all of the youth, probably around like 100 of them. And they were like virtual cards that we emailed to them, which was a lot of work to organize and execute, but I think it was really a good way to encourage our friends during the very start of Corona times. And I had a lot of Bible study calls with my small group at church, which was really fun, and that continued on in May and June, I think. And I was also making a bunch of scrunchies. I wrote down. I was making a bunch of scrunchies so I could fundraise for my Mexico missions trip that was supposed to be in the summer, which ended up not happening, but that's okay. If anyone wants scrunchies, hit me up because I have a lot that are just sitting in a bag right now. And I think I really should sell them, but I just haven't done anything to organize a business or anything like that. So, yeah, in April, this is also when I was talking with Phelan, my roommate, about like our dorm room and like how we wanted to decorate and everything. And it was so exciting to talk about. Like, it just felt like so real, like talking with my roommate about college and like decorating my room. That's like something I'm so excited to do once I can be on campus. In May, it was my mom's birthday, and also all the college decisions are happening for my friends. And I already committed to Biola way early. Like, I probably committed in like October, but I was just really excited to see my friends getting into their colleges, and it was a very exciting time for all the seniors, you know. And in May, this is when I graduated high school. Very fun. I'm so happy I'm done with high school. And I took an AP Gov test online, which was a crazy, I mean, not crazy, like an interesting experience. I also started my summer classes. I took two Bible classes throughout the summer, and that was very, it was a really great time, and I had a great experience learning more about the Bible and so many fun things. And there's also this one assignment that was a 24-hour food and media fast, which I wrote down as an important event because I was like, whoa, I have not done a fast in so long, and especially like food and away from media, which I think was very much needed during that time for me. So I'm glad, I'm grateful for that experience and assignment. I also dyed my hair. I did like the split dye. That was like the trend. Not like the TikTok e-girl hair, but like split dye, and it was like bright red, so I guess it could be e-girl hair, but I liked it. It was fun. And now my hair is all grown out and has it's not looking so hot right now. I will be fixing it soon, sometime. Maybe next year, whatever. And I also got more into music and I discovered a lot of new artists, and I think my music taste has improved, I would like to say. And yeah, that's that. I also redecorated my room and reorganized a little bit more. I started scrapbooking, which was a really fun thing for me. Like, it was a good outlet for me because I like to express like my emotions or my feelings and stuff through my art, and scrapbooking is like my favorite medium I have learned come to learn. And my parents also started gardening, which was really cool because we got to eat fresh food in the summer, which was awesome. And our backyard looks so much more colorful and lively. In June, there was a lot more recordings, meetings, and Zoom calls. I started my church internship, which lasted through August, and we had a virtual kids adventure camp, which is our church's summer camp, which was really fun. And I think it was a really good way we could do outreach to our community during this time. And I also had a drive-through graduation. Oh my gosh. We basically just got to pick up our diploma and walk this little stage. But it was still really sweet that our school put in some effort for our seniors. Oh my gosh. Public school things. Am I right? I also did a downtown prayer walk with some people from my church, which was really fun. And we basically, this was in kind of like the height of the racial injustice like movement. I'm not really sure the right, like Black Lives Matter movement. I'm not sure the right terminology for it. So we got to pray over the police and just pray over our city, which was a good thing. And this is also when I scheduled for my fall classes. So exciting. And we had our family friends from Hong Kong move to San Jose, which was so fun. In July, oh my gosh, all summer was like a haze and a blur, so I don't really remember that much. But I know in July I got my ukulele, and that's my first time learning an instrument in forever. I went on a lot of walks with my sister, and it was my friend Vivian's birthday, and we went over to my friend's other friend's house, and we celebrated with hot pot and painting, coasters, and a photo shoot. And this is also when I did many crochet projects and ended up pulling them apart because I didn't like how they turned out. And I was trying to make a sweater. It, long story short, it didn't fit and just ended up looking really weird. So I just pulled apart the yarn so I could reuse it for other projects. In August, I redid my room again and put up more pictures right before school because I wanted to have a cute background in Zoom. Okay, I chopped my hair really short. I had a couple more hangouts with my friends, and we had a surprise birthday party for one of our friends in our church fellowship, which was so fun. I went on a hike with my family. That was worth documenting because we almost never do outdoorsy things, but I would really like to do that more. And also, I started college. Woo! Biola at home. My first semester from my bedroom. And in September, this is when it was my 18th birthday, and I had some of my friends come over, just a couple of them, and we had McDonald's, made bracelets, and had a ghost photo shoot, like bedsheet ghost. That was like the trend on TikTok, okay? And we were taking part of it. I think also this time I wrote down the Biola friends Zoom calls. So there's a group of people who are Biola students that have weekly Zoom calls on Saturdays. And I just wrote that down because I wanted to remember that. And today's Saturday as I record this, so I probably will talk to them later tonight. I also had lots of more walks around a nearby lake with my family. And I did have a hangout with my church friends at a park, and we all had our masks on and were socially distanced, and we just walked around downtown also. And it was so fun, and to be able to see my friends in this month, like my birthday, I was still happy that we did get to celebrate a little bit in the ways that we could, you know? And I also wrote down that I started going to SAA, which is Student Alumni Association. I would highly recommend for all my Biola friends to check out this club. It's so awesome. And I'm actually going to be a part of the marketing team next semester, which is so exciting. In October, I wrote that I baked scones and I was getting into the groove of school and all that. I had a roomie bracelet date with Phelan, which is so fun, and our bracelets just both ended up falling apart, which is so sad, honestly. October was also my sister's birthday, and also midterms. Taking 17 credits was really hard and so much work, actually, but I'm just like thinking about how I'm gonna be able to save money by graduating early, so it's okay to suffer a little bit during the semester. And this was also at the end of October when I filled out my election ballot and I got to vote for the first time in November, which is so exciting. And November is also when I started my sourdough baking. I got to have more FaceTime calls with some of my new Biola friends. Shout out Kyra and Hannah. And also I went to the park more. I fed ducks, which I was not supposed to do, I learned. And I got to pack Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes for this organization thing. My brother got COVID. I don't know if I should be putting this out on the internet, but he caught it at school and he recovered really quickly, which I'm grateful for. I had Thanksgiving with my family and also had pokey during that week, Thanksgiving weekend. And I wrote that making my bed became a habit. That is an important thing, I think. Honestly, I did not think about what was the point of making your bed, but once I started doing it, I was like, wow, this actually makes me feel so much more productive and makes me less, you know, like bedridden all day instead of just lying on my bed all day. I see that it's made and I'm like, okay, maybe I won't just go and stare at my phone for 3 hours on my bed and instead do something a little more productive, because you can't be so productive when you're on your bed, you know? As I say this, I'm sitting on my bed recording a podcast, but hey, that's a different thing, okay? I have like my setup, my laptop, my mic, my journal, and I'm just trying to be comfortable while I record the super long podcast, okay? So I think there's a time and place for when you can sit on your bed and actually be productive. But most of the time, for me, it's not that productive. Okay, last month, December, I had some study calls with my friends during finals week. Finals was actually better than I expected. Honestly, college and my college classes were like easier than I expected. Thank Jesus. And it was a very good semester, I would say, even though it had to be online. I am very grateful for this time with the new people that I've met through Biola. And also, right now it is break and I'm starting this podcast and also kind of restarting my YouTube channel. I did that on the last couple of days of December, and I had a day trip to Half Moon Bay with my family, and I also crocheted some presents for my friends. I hadn't had Christmas celebrations, and it was a very fun and restful month, I would say, December. Okay, that was a super duper duper long summary of my whole year in these last however many minutes. I hope I did not bore you to death with that so long summary, but I think, well, I'm just recording these podcasts for myself mainly to be able to listen and look back on, and maybe people who want to be overtly invested in my life would probably be the only people listening to these. So yeah, you can hear me ramble on and on and on and on. Okay, so I also did like this notes thing on my Notion. I got inspiration from this YouTuber, Unjaded Jade, and I got the questions from her. So I did like a 2020 reflections thing, and there were different topics of questions, and I'm just gonna read through them to you all. So my three favorite parts of 2020. First thing, learning to appreciate God's creation more and more, and hearing the sounds of birds. Okay, that's kind of a random thing. I would say that's what it sounds like, but honestly, guys, listening to the chirping birds outside every single day like brings so much peace to me, I cannot even explain, and it just like grounds me. Like, okay, if God is taking care of these little tiny birds out in the sky, they just fly around, they don't have a house or anything, and they're still alive, and he provides for them, he is going to provide for me all the more. Okay, and second thing, I really, really loved being able to hang out with friends throughout this year, like my friends' birthday parties, like going to the park and walking downtown, like all those things were so special. Like, it's really about the time that you can spend with people. I've learned that is so valuable to me. Not like materialistic things, but really a quality time. Seriously, love that so much. And I really loved being able to connect with new friends over the internet and FaceTiming them. Like, the amount of joy I receive from being able to talk to my friends and see their faces, that was so amazing. Shout out Phelan, Kyra, Hannah, and Lydia for calling with me at the end of the month, year. So that's like what's fresh in my mind. But there have been many, many people that have come in my life, which I am so grateful for. And also calling with my like mentors too from church. Very amazing. What am I most proud of? Okay, graduating, and I wrote making peace with how my senior year ended. Definitely had some expectations not come to fruition, which will be on to the next thing, but let me hold off and tell you the other things I'm proud of. I am proud of being in a better place with my mental health. I think I have grown so much during like this, just the last 6 months of college, and like being in a new community, like even though I'm just at home, but like not being in high school community and in the college community that I'm in now, I don't even know if that makes any sense, but that has helped me a lot. And just growing deeper in my faith too has helped me so much, and like learning at Biola with the professors and classmates. It's been so, so, so good. And I am proud of learning a new instrument. Okay, I finally got over this like self-perpetuated idea that I cannot play music or do any of that. I think I just had a super negative mindset about, like, I just didn't believe in myself to be able to play an instrument or whatever, because I played piano when I was little and I just quit because I was lazy and didn't care for it, quite frankly. And I played flute a little bit in elementary school and middle school, and then I quit. I literally felt lightheaded every single day after band, which is not a good sign that I should have been playing a wind instrument. And honestly, I feel like my lungs or something are just like smaller. I do not have good vocal capacity. I cannot sing for my life. And that's just that. And honestly, doing this podcast is a good training for my lungs, I would say. Because I honestly don't talk that much during the day. I just talk to my sister and my family. And most of the time, I'm just in my room. So now I'm in my room talking to myself / you guys. So that is a thing. Okay. And what challenged me the most? So this kind of ties in with how I said I was, like, the expectations I had for my senior year. Like, learning to let go of expectations and going through, like, I guess, like, the grief, anger, disappointment, depression of not having the, like, idealized senior year and start to college I've been dreaming and dreaming of throughout high school and in life. I was just like, okay, my joy does not come from my circumstances. I literally learned that through experience. So that was a challenge, just like that month and the end of senior year, like not being able to go to prom too. Honestly, I didn't care that much about it, but I was like, I just feel like this obligation, like being a high schooler, you should have been to prom. And I'm thinking, like, in the future when my kids ask me about my high school days, I'll be like, yeah, I just stayed home instead of doing the fun events. But I don't know, I just have like I just had a weird mindset about it all, and I just had to make peace with how things have happened and why things happened the way they did, you know. And next question, when did I feel the most scared? Definitely like in April, not knowing what was coming in regards to how my senior year would end, and also thinking about college. Like, it was a time full of doubt and so much chaos, and it was scary to see how the world was transforming so quickly, and it really woke me up. Oh my gosh, it really woke me up to the reality that there is so little that we can control in the world. And I really had to turn to God in my fear and slowly grow in faith over this time and trust that He will deliver us through all the things that He allows to happen. And there have been a lot more challenges, but I'm just gonna stop it at that. What did I learn about myself in 2020? That I learned that I love and miss my community so much, and finding ways to connect with them has been so life-giving, and like putting in effort and a lot more intention with who I'm spending time with and who I'm gonna reach out to and try to make plans to call with. That has been a thing for me, like prioritizing people in my life or whatever. I learned that I can thrive and grow so much more when I have an attitude of gratitude and seek to find the goodness and joy in every day. Like, not being such a pessimist and being more of the optimist this year or whatever has been really great, I would say. I think throughout high school, I just had really negative mindsets a lot of the time, and I just couldn't get myself to break out of that cycle and that mindset. But I think now I'm at a place where I have overcome that negative mindset that I was holding on to for so long. And Yeah, I guess I just hold on to a lot of fear during high school, and that was like one really big thing that blocked me. Like fear in so many different areas that has blocked me from being a more grateful person and being more optimistic, you know? And I learned that I often romanticize the future I want and hope for and have and struggle more with like living in the present. This is something that is ongoing. Like, I am such an overthinker and I always think about the future and like my career and just like life in general. And I just have been actively working on trying to have a mindset shift of being in the present, living in the present, you know, and working more on this. And I will continue this on in 2021. Last thing, I am capable of overcoming hard things and growing every day. I think that journaling is one thing that has really helped me to see my growth. Like, I read back on my journal entries from the beginning of quarantine, and I'm like, wow, I have actually grown and changed so much. And being able to see that day-to-day growth and making active choices that have helped me, and even choices that have not helped me, I have learned from them, I think. So that's good. And yeah, so that's all of the 2020 reflection thingies. Now I'm going to update y'all on my 2020 goals. And this episode is already getting really, really long. So I think I'm going to make a part two where I'm going to share with you all the 2021 goals that I have for the new year. So, my 2020 goals update. First one, get my license. Yes, I was able to get my license in February, and I'm really proud that I was able to pass on the first try. And honestly, the driving test was not as bad as I expected it to be. Next thing, I wanted to read 10 self-help books or nonfiction books. I probably ended up reading like 3 or 4, not actually 10. And I hope that this coming year I can do better with reading different genres. So, my next resolution or goal, whatever, was I wanted to read 50 books. No, that did not end up happening. I think I ended up reading like 30 books, counting my textbooks and books that I didn't finish. I still counted them because I put in time and effort in reading them. So probably around 30 books. But they were not all books of genres that I wanted myself to read. I probably ended up reading more romance books instead of like actual books with literary merit. So yeah. Next thing, I wanted to be happy and healthy. And overall, I do think that 2020, I was able to have an upward trajectory in my mental health. That's kind of a broad goal, but I did think I was able to do that. I didn't get sick this year, I think, which is really great. Thank you, Jesus. And I have learned a lot more about happiness and reflected a lot more on this emotion and all the feelings this year because of COVID. And next thing, I wanted to finish senior year strong. Honestly, I didn't really. I had so bad senioritis, and switching to online school, I was so lazy because grades were frozen, and I was just so feeling so numb about the world. And next thing, I wanted to learn a lot and be challenged in college, which I think, yes, I did. Achieve this goal or whatever. I learned a lot in my Bible classes during the summer and in my fall classes last semester. They were all new subjects, and it was so interesting to get a faith-integrated education in all aspects of my class, like from philosophy to lifetime wellness to my major classes, like Intro to Human Disabilities. It was all so cool, and I'm really grateful for my amazing professors who really cared and wanted us to learn, grow, and succeed in academics and in life in general, which is such a great thing that Biola does for their students. Next thing, I wanted to develop deeper and meaningful relationships. This is also a really broad goal, but I think I have been challenged to continue my friendships and relationships more because of COVID and the physical distance barrier that we had, reaching out online and being a little bit more outgoing with my new Biola friends. That's something I'm proud of for putting in effort to meet new people, and especially since I have had a lot of the same friends since birth and middle school. I haven't had that many like new friends in the recent years. I think it's been really fun and exciting to have a new community of people that I can talk to and just grow together with. The next thing I said, I wanted to improve singing and dancing. Nope. I still sing really badly, and I have made peace with the fact that I am a terrible singer, and I think I could work on not being so self-conscious about my horrible singing voice, but honestly, there are probably more people in the world that don't sing well than the ones who do sing well, so I'm okay with being in the majority of people who don't sing well. And with dancing, I have not really done any dancing. I kind of forgot that this was even a goal of mine. I guess the only dancing thing I did was color guard, but it has some elements of dance, but it's not like real dance. Like when I think of dancing, I think of like ballerinas and like hip hop or tap, like ones that actually have like rhythm and stuff. And color guard, I guess what I was doing was more like stationary kind of, and more like strength focused, I guess. But I am taking an aerobics class next semester. I don't know if it's really dancing, but I hope I can be able to be more flexible, which may help me with dancing, maybe. I don't know. Next thing I said, I wanted to pray daily and with faith in all caps. And I would say mostly yes. In 2020, my faith has been challenged so much by what has gone on in the world, and it really made me grow more and really turn to God through the challenges I was facing. And I have become more open about my faith on social media too, which is something I'm still working on. But for so long during high school, I've let fear stop me from sharing my faith, even with the people that I have on social media. Like, I just had a lot of fear, and I was really insecure and really let the fear of judgment hold me back from sharing about things that are so near and dear to my heart. Now that I follow a lot more by other Biola students and my community on social media and in real life is more people who are of the same faith and who I know have a lot of similar beliefs, I feel like that makes it a little bit easier for me to post about my faith too, because I am encouraged by what I see my friends doing as well. So yeah, I think I'm just in a new chapter of life, and I'm noticing how the people I surround myself with, it does influence me, and it's really important and impactful. My last goal that I set for 2020 was to have my phone screen time to be less than 6 hours daily for the average. And I think over the year, it probably has been an average of 6 hours a day. And in the last few months, I've been trying to keep it lower to 4 or 5 hours. And I think I still really need to work on what I am doing on my phone. Like, I think it's okay to use my phone and stuff, but I just know I've been wasting a lot of precious hours on my life doing things that I will not remember, like scrolling on my phone on Instagram or watching YouTube videos that I cannot even tell you what they were about 20 minutes later. So yeah, those are all of my 2020 goals and all the things about this last year that I wanted to share with you all. So I hope you had a fun time listening and reflecting with me on this last year. And I hope maybe some of these questions or some things that I've talked about brought up some new cool thoughts in your brain. And I will continue on with my 2020 goals in the next episode. And I encourage you all to journal down your reflections of the year so you can look back on them. And I feel like that is such a cool thing. Being able to document things with our words and text, it is so cool. And now even with my voice in the future, I can listen back on this. That is kind of cool. And yeah, I really don't know how to end podcasts. So I hope you all have a great day. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.